The community had an opportunity to weigh in and tell us out of the three companies which one they liked the best. And we went through that process, but that doesn't actually dictate what the final design is going to look like. And there's been a lot of conversation out there about, well, I didn't like the design that got picked, or I wanted to look something different. And so that's really what Confluence is going to do. Once we get a contract in place with them, they're going to come out to our community and they're going to engage at community events and places where they can talk to people about what they want to see us do. I just spent 2 weeks on vacation and I visited several different water parks across the country that have not necessarily a water park per se that I was looking at, but different features. I visited one that had free sunscreen pumps throughout the facility, and it was amazing. I would have never thought to do that, but it was something that people really loved. I went to another facility that had free water and free lemonade and free iced tea for anyone who was there. They didn't sell any drinks in the entire facility, but you could get these. So just some different ideas that are out there about what other people are doing at their municipal swimming facilities and how they're getting people out to use them. So what we're doing right now is we have a meeting with our staff has a meeting with the Confluence team on Thursday morning, and we'll be talking about how to get to a final agreement with them that will then allow them to begin start working on their design process, which involves more community input. And once we get that, we'll get that before the city commission. Once the commission has approved that contract, then they can begin doing their work.